With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Madison Square Garden is the site for a campaign event being hosted by GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump. Mr. Trump looks to use today's event to deliver his closing message against Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris. The former president is urging his supporters to vote early and send a message.
We're going to have the American dream back in our country. But for that to happen, we must defeat Kamala Harris and stop her radical left agenda with a landslide that simply is too big to rig. That's what we're doing right now.
Mr. Trump made his remarks during a campaign stop outside Detroit. Also on SRNews.com, Florida Republican Congressman Michael Waltz tells the Salem Radio Network that he has a positive feeling about former President Trump's chances of being reelected.
Cautiously optimistic. This is going to be all about turnout. And one of the reasons I'm optimistic is I think the Democrat coalition has been so muddy because she's lost her base in some ways. I don't think, you know, they quite know.
An Israeli attack on Iran damaged facilities at a secretive military base southeast of the Iranian capital. Experts in the past have linked the base to Tehran's one-time nuclear weapons program. At least 24 U.S. states have passed or proposed alien land laws targeting Chinese nationals and companies from purchasing property or land because of China's status as a foreign adversary. Japan's Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba's conservative ruling party is bracing for a blow to its comfortable majority in the lower house of parliament. The exit polls are taking place during a snap election. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians around the world is getting worse.
It's the same old story in a new survey released by Aid to the Church in Need. The report looks at 18 countries and it finds that attacks on Christians and general oppression is on the rise everywhere, though the worst persecution by radical Muslims is now to be found in Africa, not the Middle East. The report also indicates that violations of religious freedom by dictatorial regimes, such as the one in China, have also become more intense. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report finds that women living in states with abortion bans obtained the procedure in the second half of 2023 at about the same rate as before the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The report by the Society of Family Planning finds that women in states with bans traveled out of state or had prescription abortion pills mailed to them. The report also found women increasingly used telehealth. This is SRN News. There are concerns over artificial intelligence creating false words when it's used in medical settings.
Experts are warning about a flaw in OpenAI's Whisper program, which can make up text, including violent rhetoric, racial comments, and imaginary medical treatments. Doctors are using Whisper-based tools to transcribe patients' consultations, even though OpenAI is warning it should not be used in high-risk situations. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A small town in far eastern Cuba is recovering from flooding that killed at least 7 people after Hurricane Oscar crossed the island's eastern coast as a tropical storm with winds and heavy rain. Cuba's capital was partially illuminated after a massive blackout that's generated a handful of protests and a stern government warning that any unrest will be punished. More details at SRNnews.com.